2 free extras and free shipping. Call 800-566-4017. This is our exclusive radio offer, never on TV. Get your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactive Plus with free shipping. That's right, free shipping. Don't wait. Call 800-566-4017. That's 566-4017.
Do you have $10,000 or more in past due federal student loans? Well, you may qualify to have your entire student loan forgiven with one free call. That's right. If you're a teacher, nurse, police officer, firefighter, or work for a nonprofit, then you may qualify for new federal programs to have your entire student loan forgiven. The Student Loan Council wants to give you free information on all the programs that can help. And the sooner you call, the faster they can help. Get the maximum loan forgiveness, loan reduction, or consolidation available. Plus, find out in the first free call what you qualify for. A loan forgiveness specialist is standing by to questions for free. So stop worrying about your student loan payments. If you have more than $10,000 in federal student loans, this information could change your life. Call 800-506-5810. 800-506-5810. Completely wipe out your federal student loan debt. Find out how. Call now. 800-506-5810. That's 800-506-5810.
Flash. I'm Kevin Dexter. A couple of big names heading to the DL as baseball season gets underway. For the first time in his 10-year career, Justin Verlander is one of them. The Tigers ace dealing with a sore tricep, and he will begin the season on the shelf, though manager Brad Ausmus said he's optimistic Verlander will start on April 12th against the Indians. Cleveland, on the other hand, will be without Nick Swisher to start the season. He's recovering from knee surgery, and A's left fielder Coco Crisp about 6 to 8 weeks, thanks to arthroscopic elbow surgery. Meanwhile, media day at the Final Four. All four coaches took the podium, and Mike Krzyzewski, high praise for all four teams.
This Final Four has a lot of talent, but I think it's coordinated talent. It's talent that makes other talent better. You know, it's the piano player and the guitar player and the singer who are making each other better, not just the great piano player.
Coach K and Duke meet Michigan State in Game 1 on Saturday, and that followed by Kentucky and Wisconsin. Three games on the NBA schedule tonight. LeBron James takes on his former team. The Heat pay a visit to the Cavs. A possible playoff preview in Dallas. The Mavericks welcome in the Rockets. James Harden coming off a career-high 51 points last night against Sacramento. Rajon Rondo getting the defensive assignment for Rick Carlisle tonight.
That's a tough job. We got to give him a lot of help. But, you know, these are challenges that he likes, and, you know, we need him.
Tip there at 8:30 Eastern. Later on, it's the Suns and the Western Conference leading Warriors in Oakland. NHL, Winnipeg Jets defenseman Dustin Byfuglien suspended 4 games for cross-checking the Rangers' JT Miller. 9 games are on the schedule tonight. And round one at the Houston Open, Scott Piercy, the leader in the clubhouse, he shot a 9-under-63. Phil Mickelson, 3 shots back with a 6-under-66. I'm Kevin Dexter.
This is Doug Gottlieb, and I'm in Indy for the Final Four. Join me tomorrow from 3 to 6 Eastern on CBS Sports Radio.
CBS Sports Radio. CBS Sports Radio.
Well, as I was saying, I was listening to the radio. I heard something.
And what did you hear?
A hissing sound like this.
Hey, D.A., let me aboard that mothership.
Permission to board that mothership, sir.
Well, you know, I had to slide through the intergalactic swag party.
D.A., man, beam me up. What's going on, my brother from another mother? Beam me up.
You guys are the best.
You guys make it
permission
fun.
To board that mothership.
What's up, D.A., brother? Mothership has connected.
And you the man, D.A.
Happy Thursday to you, North America. The mothership has connected. Welcome aboard. It's the 4-hour supersonic soul train line. D.A. with you. From the CBS Sports Radio studios in New York City, broadcasting to more than 165 radio affiliates nationwide and north, Anchorage to Atlanta, Fresno to Atlanta, Orlando to Kalamazoo, Waterloo, we are on the air. How is everybody doing today? Thanks so much for joining us. We appreciate you dropping on by and spending some time here aboard the mothership. As you know, there's multiple ways that you can connect with us. Hit me up on Twitter, DA on CBS. On Instagram, The DA Show. YouTube, The DA Show. Facebook.com, The DA Show. Easy remember. And hit me up on the phones, 855-212-4CBS, 855-212-4227. It is Final Four Alumni Week here on The DA Show. Been a lot of fun to catch up with guys that have played and succeeded in the Final Four, won national championships. A couple of nights ago, Charlie Bell from Michigan State, part of that 2000 Izzo-led team. Also, last night, had Donald Williams, 1993, most outstanding player for North Carolina. And tonight, Scotty Thurman, who played for the 94 Razorbacks, 40 Minutes of Hell, the Nolan Richardson crew that won the national championship. Great team that was. Big Nasty, Corey Beck, Scotty Thurman. What a tremendous squad. We'll talk to Thurman coming up here on the show. Also do some NBA action with Rick Bucher. So that'll come up a little bit later on in the program as well. Last night we did a lot on LeBron and whether he can be calling plays, he should be calling plays, all that stuff. We'll ask Rick about it, as well as some huge games last night. Three triple-doubles, a monster outburst by James Harden. A lot of action in the NBA as we come down the final few weeks before the playoffs. Tonight, we begin with a football story because where else would we begin talking about football in Cleveland unless it was Johnny Manziel? And a really interesting thing popped today where Chris Mortensen of ESPN suggested that the Browns will move on from Johnny Manziel. In fact, that they already have in a lot of ways. He said, in a very odd number, they've moved on 90% from Johnny Football already. Only finished up his rookie season, started one game, barely got any action, and now he's in rehab. Could the Browns already be moving on? It's where we begin. It's your cold open.
So I'm all in, especially with a guy sitting in the room, in the quarterback room with you. You know, that's my goal, is just to help Johnny, you know, continue to grow, you know, as a player and a person. And there's a lot of people there with the Browns that'll do that, and we'll jump right in.
He's very, very smart. I've been very impressed with this kid.
An incredible night.
I don't believe it.
The most amazing, sensational, dramatic, Park Grundy.
Here's the headline of the night.
Here he goes.
It's DA's Cold Open.
Cold. Even to a guy like me, that's cold.
So that was Josh McCown, who's going to take the reins as the veteran in that quarterback race in Cleveland, courtesy of Gio and Jones here on CBS Sports Radio Network. I think it's a very odd number to throw out there, 90%. I mean, it sure wasn't 89% or 91%. So they're close to moving on, but they're keeping the door open a hair, I suppose. But again, I think that this is a pretty vague statement where they're have you ever been 90% in anything? In anything? I mean, either you're 99%, you're like, there's barely a chance it'll happen, or you're 50-50, sometimes it's 75-25, but I don't think I've ever said, yeah, you know what, I'm probably going to meet you over at the game, but I'm like 90% tonight. I don't know what, the other 10%, I'm just not sure. Yeah, I don't think I'll be late for dinner, but I'm like 90% sure I'm going to be on time, about 90. Is that cool, honey? We good about 90? Okay. I think I can make the recital, guys. I'm pretty sure I'm going to make the recital. Bobby, I would love to be there for you, but I'm like 90%. I'm like 90. Weird. But okay, Mort. Either way, if you're the Cleveland Browns, you can't be 99. You can't be moving on completely yet. You can't. Because you've spent a first-round draft pick on a quarterback who has one start under his belt. Now, you could have massive concerns. You could be like, whoa, he didn't pick up the offense all year. When he was finally in there, he looked terrible. He's now in rehab. We couldn't get his life on track. This is scary. But if you've spent a first-round draft pick, you know how you keep spinning your wheels in the NFL? If you never invest any time in anything. What are the worst teams in the NFL? The Browns have been one. The Jaguars have been one. The Raiders have been one. And what do they all have in common? They spin through coaches and quarterbacks every other year. That didn't work out. Tear it up. Throw it out. That guy's no good. Throw him out. Fire him. Now, I'm not saying you got to hold on to bum QBs and bozo coaches for decades. But I am saying if you don't invest time, you don't invest patience, you don't invest resources in problems, you will forever have problems. You've got to figure out solutions. You know, it's like the speed dater or anybody that just, you have that friend that goes on 3 dates a night and you're like, well, what are you trying to find? I mean, maybe you just want a second date. Nah, she's not hot enough. Nah, I just didn't feel a connection. Nah, I didn't like the jewelry she was wearing. Nah, her eyes were weird. Like, dude, you got to take a second date here. You have to. I'm looking to settle down. I want to have a family. Well, then why are you on Match.com every single minute of every single day and, like, giving girls 5 minutes? You've got to invest resources. So for the Cleveland Browns, they should not be completely out on Manziel. Now, I'm not saying he doesn't have huge red flags, obviously. I'm not saying that he is the perfect quarterback and you can just ignore his behavior and you can just be in there and say, who cares? Manziel's going to be fine and stick your head in the clouds. Not saying that. But if you are the Cleveland Browns, you cannot move on yet. I'm not saying in this draft don't look at a quarterback in the later rounds, but you've got to invest time. You've got to invest resources in problem solving. You spent the first round draft pick on him last year. You grabbed them and were aggressive in doing so. And now you've got to see this thing through. And seeing it through doesn't mean one start, a little bit of action in Buffalo, and once he's in rehab, you're out. That's not where seeing it through is. Seeing it through is when he gets out, assuming he does get out, obviously taking the temperature of, is he ready to be a healthy member of society? Does he have his life in order from that standpoint? Alcohol, drugs, etc. If he does, and this is it.